So we had our Tims. We did not have our luck of asking the guy. No sniffing. Whether they put yogurt in the smoothie or
we
what.
We asked that guy not to sniff, but he wouldn't listen.
Yeah. Stop sniffing, you Timmers. Timmers? Timmy employee? Yeah. You? Okay. We don't want to go to the noodle. No. we do not.
No, we do not.
We do not want to. Yeah. So, and apparently Steve found out his allergies like to flare up over...
They have returned.
With a vengeance, apparently.
I was not expecting them. I should have, because I had little warning signs. But yeah, while we were paused...
Yes.
We were heading to the... We'll just let that go by.
Cats? Okay.
There
we go. There it goes.
It sounded like he was playing a video game or something.
Yeah, I know. That was weird.
Yeah,
Trix kept staring at it. Well, Trix kept staring at it.
I know. She was looking over at the...
fire truck, I assume? Hop up.
I believe so.
Oh, my goodness. Go faster. Go faster. Hop up. So, she does not like this warm weather. I don't think.
No, well, like I said, she's made out of a black coat. So, yeah.
And, like, yeah.
So I'm mad. She puffs.
She does puff. I can't feel her puffing. Right?
Isn't she?
No.
Well, we did just come out of some blasting air conditioning.
Yeah, which didn't do good things for your allergies either.
What happened was they started going off, and they're kind of going off again, but it's not as bad.
This is good.
But they started up, and then I got this, just we opened the door, and this boom, just this blast of heavily air-conditioned air. Oh, hey, we're at our light again.
Yes, except this time we won't piss off the...
We won't...
The drivers.
We won't be bothering anyone.
Hop up, come on. Not today. Good girl, come on.
Oh, you got it.
Sort of.
There we go. So, yeah, and this really, really cold air hit me, and every time I breathed in, it felt like somebody was stabbing me in the nose and eyes.
Like brain freeze, but with air.
Kind of. A little bit like that. But yeah, once I adjusted, I was sort of okay. I was actually kind of happy to get out of there.
Oh, okay.
Because now that I'm back out here, the headache part of things is sort of calming down again.
Well, this is good.
So I'm happy about that. So yeah, I had some breakfast, a smoothie, and an allergy attack.
Yeah.
I had.
Would you like allergy attacks with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Would you like eyes with that?
Yeah. Would you like watery eyes with that?
And you had an ice crap. That's what I call it.
Yeah, I can't.
Ice cap.
I'm weird. I can't drink coffee because it just tastes like really bitter nastiness, even though it smells amazing.
Yeah, coffee is shit. I don't know how you people drink it.
Ugh, you people? I don't drink it.
No, I mean them.
Yeah.
We're addressing the audience.
This is true. So, yeah, I can't. Ugh, no, it's just gross and it's bitter. It smells awesome.
No, it doesn't.
You don't like the smell? I thought you liked the smell.
It depends. Sometimes I do. There's some I don't mind. Like when our old roommate used to make it.
Yeah.
That was okay.
This French press.
And sometimes it's fine, but there's some coffee that just smells like old principal's offices.
Yeah.
Or something, and it's just gross.
That's a good girl.
I don't drink that.
Yeah.
I don't even know. That's the best description I can come up with. You seem to understand.
Well, I think of the staff room and the...
Yeah, and that smells gross, doesn't it? It's like always like...
Well, how about stale?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It just smells stale.
Well, anything that you let go stale...
Yeah, some people's fresh brewed coffee smells stale.
All right.
To me.
Because, like, yeah, the staff room is like, oh, did anybody refill the pot yet? Tracks are approaching.
Are coming up again.
Do not...
The ankle hunters.
Not catch your ankle in the ankle hunters.
No, we have negotiated them.
Almost. One more.
No, we have.
There you have. Okay. So, hop up.
Damn dog.
Don't stop. Oh, I know. You used to poop here when we came back from the garden. I'm aware. Come on.
We were not far from that.
No, we were just on the wrong side of the beep beep light.
That's right.
As I cross there sometimes, or sometimes I cross at the main intersection, but...
Yeah, the one that we showed you.
Yeah.
But we've decided we have questions, but we're not going to do one dedicated mailbag.
No.
Sort of answer stuff as it comes to us.
Yeah.
And Amanda wanted us to talk about two things. Iced tea and milk in a bag.
Yes.
Now, every American that we talk to is just astounded by milk in a bag.
Yeah.
And You know, because I guess you guys have cartons and jugs.
And jugs.
We have that too.
Yeah.
You know, we have all those.
We didn't have them in the big size though. Like, no, when you guys go out to the store and get a gallon of milk, I think you get a jug.
I think you can get a jug.
We can get a gallon jug?
I'm pretty sure I've seen them.
Okay.
But yeah, we can get like 2 liter cartons and we can get
1 liter cartons and 500 mils.
250.
Which,
good luck to the barley.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I'm singing the here's good luck to the pint pot, good luck to the barley mow. Good luck to the pint pot, good luck to the barley mow. It's like you're getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah. The pint. 2 liter, 1 liter.
Yeah, exactly. 250 mil.
Yeah.
Dribble in the bottom of a glass.
250 mil.
Yeah, exactly. Don't forget mil.
Yeah, you know, the Irish Rover, so now we're going to have to find that.
Yes, we are.
We'll
I had trouble finding it this morning because all I kept finding is YouTube links, but Scott, you probably remember where you found it because it was on the Rover's.
It was on the Rover's Twitter.
Twitter.
I think it was like on SoundCloud or something.
Was it SoundCloud?
I think.
Okay, that's right. I know you. I know we do.
Yeah.
We're at the corner of Holy Crap and Holy Crap. They're both really busy.
Yeah, you don't cross there. Major and More Major, actually, is that one.
Major and More Major with an island in the middle, which is fun when you don't know the island exists.
And it doesn't have a schmoop light.
Doesn't have a schmoop light. But that doesn't really need a schmoop light.
No, it doesn't.
Because it got so much traffic.
But you know, but theoretically, they should all have them,
yes,
right?
I know.
That was the idea.
Oh, shook.
Oh, yeah, we got to go into...
We got to go into the shortstop and buy...
Yeah, we buy a couple of things here.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to pause you again. But yeah, we'll pick up this milk in a bag discussion.
I wish we could video, but the blind people are the ones who want to know. Because we could seriously videotape milk in a bag, right?
Here we are.
But don't kill me on the pole, thank you.
Yeah.
Good girl.
So, yeah, it's a lot of blind people are astounded by this milk in a bag thing. Blind Americans.
Yeah.
Because apparently... You've never seen it.
Yeah. And it doesn't make any sense. How can you have liquid in a bag? And how does this work?
My favorite milk in a bag question ever was, does it have, like, handles
on it?
Handles
on it? Do you,
grocery bag?
What's that to say? Do you hug it when you bring it home?
Yeah, what do you do? Yeah.
Nope, not today. We don't want to go to the bank. we're going to the shortstop. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, we'll pick this up momentarily.
But we're not quite there yet, but...
Basically. And there's usually a lot of people up here, so...
I think it's funny the bank's doors only ding when they have no employees at the bank. No tricks, not today. Good girl. She opened the drugstore doors with her nose. I think it was just because she got close enough, but...
Yeah, she does like to do that.
She loves
to
open.
Whenever we go there, she like points her head at them so they open.
Yeah,
whether we're going in or not.
Yeah, it's hilarious. She just loves the fact that I can open this door all by myself. Are you jealous of Ruby? Because Ruby pushes door buttons. Is that the story?
That might be it.
I wonder if the flower place has, their outdoor cash register.
Stuff, yeah.
No. They had an outdoor cash register and a bunch of crap all over the plaza.
Fun time.
And you don't want to go for pizza.
No. It smells good, though.
It does smell good.
Yeah. Double-double here in this plaza room.
But yeah, the milk in a bag.
Yeah.
It's like a bag. It's like a...
Yeah, it's
a
weird. Bag with no handles.
Bag with no handles, which...
Oh, whoa. Okay. Yeah,
they have their outdoor. Hop up, no sniffing. Good girl. Good girl. Good.
All right.
Gotta watch for the mailbox because Trixie's now that Trixie's realized that the pet store is on the opposite side of that mailbox, she likes to bypass the steady inside.
Yeah. Okay. We'll pick this up after.
All right. See you soon. So.
All right. Yes. Mission Ice Cubes.
Yes.
Completed.
We have the ice cubes.
And Trixie wanted to go into every place she knew would be cool on the way back to the plaza.
Yes. We.
And she even wanted to sniff the outdoor flower market.
Yes.
So that was good. So anyways, where were we? Milk in a bag.
Milk in a bag, yes.
We're on our way home now, everybody.
Yes. And we have enough milk in a bag that we didn't have to buy milk in a bag.
But how to describe milk in a bag? Because we always get these questions like, yeah, what do you do with the bag? Do you drink the milk out of the bag? Does it
pretty hilarious.
Like a grocery bag?
Yeah.
No. The best, there's nothing
to which I can
compare...
First of all, the
milk in a bag, because there's nothing quite like it.
Yeah.
The only thing that I've seen that is anything like milk in a bag is chocolate milk in a bag.
Yeah, which doesn't really help.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're right back where we started.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but yeah, okay. It comes in like it looks like a bread bag.
Yeah, because
it's got like a bread tag on it. And inside there are three
bags.
Long,
yeah,
plastic,
long.
Thick plastic, you know, sort of bags. They're not cylindrical. They would be flat if they weren't full of liquid.
Yes.
And, yeah, there's three of them in every
Every four liter. I don't know why they didn't just make them four bags of 1 liter, but yeah, they're like three.
Yeah, it's three bags equals 4 liters, which in Imperial
is a gallon.
What? A gallon of milk, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Or close.
I believe 4 liters is a gallon. So anyway.
Yeah, because I guess a liter is, and a quart are essentially the same thing, aren't they?
Yes.
Because there's four quarts to a gallon.
Yes.
So there's three of those. And you buy them that way. And each one, there's a special kind of pitcher that you can get. And it's got a handle on it.
But no spout.
Because you don't actually put... You don't pour the milk out of the bag into the pitcher, although you can if you really want to.
There's one pitcher designed for really slow people that punctures the bottom of the milk bag.
Causing
all the milk to come out into the pitcher.
Oh.
And then you take the bag out and you have yourself a jug of milk.
Okay, I see.
But for like people who have trouble making holes, milk holes.
I see. Yeah.
See, okay, we haven't got to how you work.
We haven't gotten there yet. Okay, so what you do, this pitcher has a handle, but no spout.
Yes.
You take one of your bags, you stand it on end.
In the pitcher. And try to get it as straight as possible.
As you possibly can, your milk all over the bottom.
Sometimes you shake it. Shake it a little bit.
Shake it, and sometimes you go pound, pound, pound.
Yeah.
Make sure that it's even. So you'll have part of the bag sticking out of the pitcher. And then you...
Take a knife or a little scissors. Yeah.
Or I think they even make little...
Yeah, they make little milk chopper offer things.
I think we actually used to have one. It was like in a fridge magnet form.
Yeah.
And you go to one corner of this bag.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And you snip off the end.
Yeah.
So what you're left with is like a little hole which acts as your makeshift spout.
Spout.
And then from there you grab the handle of the pitcher, you line it up, and you pour.
Yeah.
Just you pour the milk out of the bag into a glass
or a measuring cup or whatever you want to pour it into.
That's your, you know, and you just keep going. It's like you have a carton, only it's a bag.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anytime this comes up with an American, they are just stunned, amazed, astonished, flummoxed, astounded.
When you do try to explain it, it does make it sound ridiculous when you're explaining it.
It does, but it's so normal here. It's just how we buy our milk.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what started it. We should research the history of the milk bag.
The origins of milk in a bag.
And why we do it this way.
Yeah, because we can get jugs and cartons, like
you
said.
Yeah,
so...
But the most common way people get milk
is in
these 4-liter bags.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, that's milk in a bag. And now this iced tea thing, I know this stemmed from something on Twitter that I didn't see all of.
James was talking about how iced tea, the way it's done with just cold tea, is disgusting.
It is.
And Amanda was like, ew, what do you mean? What do you mean other iced tea? And I got this question, too, because I wrote on one of my Guide Dog Diary posts, I wrote about how I wasn't thinking I came back from a route. And they said, we have iced tea, lemonade, and juice milk. And I said, I'll have some iced tea. And then I said, I got it and realized, oh... It's not our iced tea.
It's American iced tea.
Which made everybody go, what the hell? What's the best Canadian iced tea? So.
Well, Canadian iced tea, for those of you who are wondering, is still shit.
He says.
It's awful. I hate it.
I don't like some of the Nest tea stuff in the bottles or the Snapple. But
no,
I don't.
It's all garbage.
I don't mind it if you make a jug of it.
Like do it in the powdery Kool-Aid way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still gross.
Or you take the tea bags. You put them in the thing with the... Water and lemon. I think it's water and lemonade. And you mix it all up and it's like half tea, half lemonade.
Half lemonade?
Yeah.
Still gross.
So, the iced tea that I had at GDB was like cold tea. It was like somebody just left...
You make actual tea
it's
and
like
then
they left
wait.
A pot of tea and then they forgot about it and they're like, I'm just going to drink it anyway. And I was like, gross. Like, ew.
Yeah, so yeah, our iced tea, I still think it's disgusting, but...
I like it.
You know,
it.
But yeah, it's completely different.
It's like
got some sweetness to it. You can put, like, you know, lemonade, sugar, whatever. It's got some other flavor.
You can mix it with juice, so it's like this tea juice thing.
It's almost like a tea punch.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. You can still taste the tea.
And then you put it in your fridge.
Yeah,
you put it in your fridge in a jug right next to your milk in a bag. And
yeah. And your juice.
We're about to cross the street.
We are. Good girl.
Could we wait this cycle out?
I think so, because this one's weird.
Yeah, I know.
And we have an idling vehicle over there.
Yeah, we do. So.
Yeah,
and these guys are slowing down.
Yeah.
On Major over there.
Yes, we...
We're giving you the play-by-play of our traffic reading.
I know, it's funny. Well, because people think we just go by the dog, and the dog's like, gurk, 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 okay,
well,
go now.
Yeah, they really do think that. I mean, you know, just coming from the person who once had someone bend down and start talking to the dog.
Yes, telling it where it should go.
And drawing it a map.
Drawing it a map. That happened to Mitsu, not me, but yeah, still.
But, yeah, so that's Canadian iced tea and milk in a bag.
Yeah, so
we're
not our time.
No, I know.
Hello.
Hi there.
Paul, how's it going? Hey, it's neighbor Paul.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, friendly town.
Yeah, we like this place.
Yeah.
Oh, Trix is puffing. Trix puffers. Oh, for Pete's, give me some traffic. Oh. And as if on command, a surge. Over.
Let us go.
Okay. Does anybody here, like, I know Tori lives in England, but
she's Ireland, isn't she?
Ireland, I guess, but UK. She's attempted to explain this to me, and she can't do it, because my brain just goes... Okay, blind people.
We've crossed the street, by the way.
We have crossed the street. Find the pole.
We're about to cross another one.
Find the pole. Find the pole.
Go. You're not there yet. There you are.
Find the pole. There it is. Yay. Good girl, I got you past it, you goofus.
That's the sick dog pole.
It's the sick dog pole. When you hold this button down, it makes this horrible whimpering sound. I don't know what the commonality is, but... Or why it does that, but there's a few poles that do that in town.
Yeah, I've seen other ones. Very strange.
You're way too keen.
Anyways, you were saying.
So Irish blind people. Tori says that you don't listen to traffic and go with the parallel traffic. Forward. Good girl. You don't go with the parallel traffic because it's too far and it might turn in front of you or something. What? So you have to wait for assistance at all crossings.
Huh?
Which blows my mind. Do you want to go the short way?
How do you do anything independent?
You do want to go the short way, don't you?
Are we taking the short way?
We're taking the short way.
Okay.
Okay.
We're off-roading.
Yes. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just almost smoked something right there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not your fault.
I missed it, but I thought you were close enough. Yes, and Trixie does not guide both of us, okay? Guys, she does not protect both of us from going around stuff. She just does me. So anyway, I never was able to travel this path with a cane because...
Oh, you can't.
You can't because it's open, but Trix knows exactly...
It's easy to get lost.
Trix knows exactly how to follow this thing. So, anyway, Irish people crossing the street, blind people. Apparently, they have to wait for assistance all the time. Or cross at a zebra crossing, which is where all cars should stop, but I know how much...
Like an always stop?
No, like a mid-block, but with no... Well, it's just a crosswalk. Crosswalk lines.
Okay.
All right, there goes Steve's text messages. So... I don't know how that works because I know how well some people obey crosswalks over here. And I'm sure Ireland, with all their drinking and such.
Nice stereotyping.
Oh, come on!
It's true.
They do.
Anyways, do you want to take her for a dump ski?
But I can talk while she's dump skiing.
Oh, okay.
If you want.
We can, sure.
So, because I'm in the middle of a story, man.
Yeah. Zebra crossing.
Zebra crossing. So she crosses the zebra crossing because she says it's safer. Well... What's stopping the cars from stopping? Is there like an invisible fence that goes bzzz at the zebra crossing so they can't actually go through? Or what? I don't understand. And then she says all the other ones you have to stand and wait. Business. So if someone out there could explain to me how blind people in the UK where the people drive on the other side of this road read traffic, I would love it.
Yeah, because
a lot.
That seems
awful. I can't imagine everybody living like that. Like, we haven't lived like that apparently in the old days before we had traffic lights. That's how blind people, they had to stand at the intersection and tap their cane. And that was like a signal, help me,
please stop.
Help me, I need assistance across the street, I am...
And back in those days, I think there was only, what, like 17, 18 cars on the planet?
Maybe, but there was horses, and you didn't want to get in the way of one of those, or you'd die. Just the same.
Yeah.
So, you know, but you had to stand and wait for somebody to go with you, which would suck, because back then, I think attitudes toward blind people were even worse. You gonna go pee or what? You went pee on the way here, or on the way back, but you indicated you had to go. No? You don't have to go? Yeah, sure. Anyway, you're giving me mixed signals, bud.
This is the kind of quality stuff here that you get.
Oh, come on. I'm still talking about it.
I'm sure it's fascinating to somebody. How do the guide dogs go to the
Yeah, huh? I've never done a cast about that. You kind of almost have to see it, but... Hello, sniffers. But like actually back in the 1920s, blind people had to stand at intersections and like tap tap. Like what if nobody came? Like even now, like sometimes you can stand at a place and no pedestrians go by. I mean, I know there's a lot more cars now, but people can't really jump out of their horse-drawn carriages and like, cheerio, I'll help you across the street. So, like, really, in Europe, do blind people just stand and wait for someone to come and help them? I'm, like, at a lighted intersection? Is that how... Because Tori was mortified at the idea of a surge and going with the surge. She just was frightened. Yeah, well... And, like, that's the only way. It's like this: the traffic is going the direction I am going in. It is time for me to vamoose. You know, the traffic is going in front of me. I should not, unless I have a suicide wish. You know?
Yeah.
It's simple. And so I can't understand, even if the traffic's on the other side of you, it's still parallel perpendicular, n'est-ce pas?
Yep.
We're ready to rock if you wanna.
We're rocking.
All right, forward.
All right.
Let us rock and or roll. And it's funny, because I've been conditioned that when you get in the elevator, you lose your cell phone signal. So I was thinking, I better stop the stream before I hit the elevator. We'll lose the signal. Wait a minute. It's not a cell phone, you idiot. So yeah, if anybody's out there who is blind and UK-ish, could you, like, help me understand this? Maybe Neil. I wonder if Neil reads our blog. Maybe Barb could ask Neil. She talks to Neil sometimes.
Yes.
And I believe he's blind. Like, totally. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. You just beamed me in the leg.
I did.
Okay, keys. Hopefully my ice hasn't melted because it's friggin' hot out there. So, yeah. Very curious. So how did we get to zebra crossings and crossing the street in surges? We were crossing the street, but, I mean, are we talking about something else? No, I guess not.
We
finished with the tea and the milk in a bag. And
the mailbag question.
Yeah, so we've made it back home.
Yeah.
And we're freaking out the fellow pedestrian.
Yes.
Alrighty. We will... Oh. Come on, elevator.
Pause.
Alright, we'll talk later. So now that we're not weirding out our fellow elevator riders, I can turn this back on.
We're home! Squeaky door.
We've arrived home at the squeaky door.
Yes.
And I'm not playing Nicky Nicky Blind Door and opening the wrong door.
This is our house.
This is in fact our house. The key works and the door squeaks. And it's great.
So, yeah, we're home.
So we're home, and hopefully our ice didn't melt, and
I'll unzip it from you momentarily.
Alright. And we hope you enjoyed our random...
Are we done?
Unless you want to keep going. Do you want to keep going? We can keep going.
Yeah, I don't know. We took them on a trip with us.
Yeah.
That seems like a fun place
to end.
So that was the mailbag thing.
Yeah, and we'll just...
We answered a question, but yeah, keep them coming.
Yeah, because...
I'm going to do the dedicated one.
I realize, some of them are just so different than other ones that I just don't think it would fit together very well.
We need to do them based on just what's working.
Yeah.
So this happened to work because Karen wanted an ice cap, so...
And then we got to talk about iced tea.
But yeah, keep those coming.
Yeah.
Tweet them to me. That's VC underscore C
or... Hey, let's listen to Trick's drink.
Steve at vomitcomment.org. Oh, yes.
That is my dog drinking up a storm. I think spilling half of it all across the floor. Jeez, Trix. Oh, she's done. She's coming over. And she's sniffing me. Hello, how are you? You're a good girl. So yes, send us questions.
Yes. And I can tell you
that
ice survived.
Hey, woo!
Did not pay for water in a bag.
That would have sucked. Yeah, because it's not in the kind of bag we could make a hole in and go, look, out of.
No. You know, but what we could do is throw in the freezer and make it become ice again.
This is true.
But then it would be like an iceberg.
Yeah, and that would suck. Yeah. So.
I almost said ice pubes.
I want to know. Ice pubes. Huh?
Well, I guess if you jump in a cold pool, that's kind of what you
have. I only got 1 inch tall.
Yeah, there's another one to find.
Yes. So
that's a classic.
Yeah, I hope it's out there that I don't have to find some stupid
out of the pool.
I only got 1 inch tall. Ruined it again. Fuck me.
So anyways, I think we're done.
So I think we're done.
We've got company coming soon.
Yes,
so...
I
gotta get the...
cheese.
Yes.
So I...
Hey, how about that?
What?
Half-sized package.
Oh. Our souls? All right.
Oh.
I should have asked her how...
We had, so.
I should have asked her how many slices. I'm a stupid head and didn't think that they sold half-sized packages of cheese.
Well, now we've
learned
something.
We have now learned something. That's dumb. Okay. So,
all right, we're done. Send us more questions. We hope you've learned something about traffic lights
yes.
and milk in a bag and how much iced tea sucks.
Yes. Blah.
I like ours, Karen.
I like that iced tea. Damn. Now, I don't know. You have something called sweet tea. Is that like our iced tea?
I think that's like just really, really freaking sugary cold tea.
Is it? Oh, okay. Because I've never had sweet tea. I'm kind of curious, even though I think I'd have to share someone else's, because if I hated it, then I'd be wasting a whole thing of sweet tea. So.
All right, we're done for real this time.
All right, we'll shut up now and put us together and send us some questions and keep enjoying the beautiful weather out there. But wear sunscreen or you'll look toasty. All right, later.
Bye.
Bye.